May God bless you. I want to say a few words today about the gospel, which I did not speak about in the sermon. There's only so much time. I really would love for us to have the custom that Father Daniel, a blessed memory, the martyr who recently, or maybe it was a year ago now, was killed in Russia. He, in his parish, they would preach on all of the readings for the day. They would preach in Matins and Vespers, and also liturgy and after liturgy, and also speak about the saints of the day. I think our American sensibilities are too lazy for that. But it would be a good thing if we could, to speak about the scriptures much more than just a short sermon in the Divine Liturgy. I am supposed to speak to you about the culmination of the thing that I never remember what we call it. What do we call it?
The stewardship drive.
Stewardship drive. That's what we call it. It's evidently extremely memorable to me because I can never remember what it's called. But the reasons for it are memorable, and I do remember those. So we'll speak of those in a moment. But I wanted to at least tell you something in summary about the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. There's a lot of things in this parable. There's a lot of theological dogmas, and there is also some moral instruction. There's also things in this parable that aren't necessarily, that aren't true. Parables are not true, right? They're not. They didn't actually happen. There wasn't really a Lazarus who laid at the gate. There wasn't really a rich man who died and was talking to Abraham. This is a story, but it's a story that's meant to convey a spiritual truth. The things that it conveys are true, but it is obviously a story. And there are other parables too, you know, that the woman who finds the lost coin, etc., etc., they are stories that are meant to convey a truth. So the truth that's meant to be conveyed in the story of the Lazarus and the rich man is that there is a judgment, there is a resurrection, there is life after death, and what we do in this world does have a bearing on what happens in the next. So those truths are communicated by this parable. And there are other things as well. The fact that Abraham could hear the rich man, shows that the saints can hear us. They can intercede for us. And also that the rich man was in torment and had memory. He had memory of what he'd done. We will have memory of what's happened to us, what we've done and what we haven't done. This parable is very rich. Its moral teaching is very strong, and I've spoken of it many times before. I just wanted to speak about Ephesians today because it truly, Ephesians, this story in Ephesians, or the scripture in Ephesians today, I think addresses very powerfully what salvation really is. And in our world, salvation has been sort of emasculated. It's sort of become very dumbed down to being something that is just the forgiveness of sins. Or in some cases, to become rich and to become wealthy and to become well favored by God and all kinds of crazy things that are preached and taught. But they're not true. Salvation is when we no longer have enmity with spiritual things, when we are holy. So may God help us to come to this salvation.